Beth from the Audubon County Farm Service Agency bringing you this week's updates from the USDA Service Center. Here we are two-thirds of the way through August and schools have started in the area. Crops are maturing rapidly and fall harvest will soon be upon us. As you think about harvest, be sure to keep complete and accurate records for corn and soybean yields as you will most likely need them later this fall when the new market facilitation program unfolds. It is too early at this moment to discuss any details, but yields will certainly be a part of this tariff relief package. Our first topic is bank changes. If you have made or will be making any banking changes between now and October, be sure to include the FSA office with your changes. Notification of changes should be submitted in writing so we have record of what we are to change. Again, it is very important to keep your FSA in the loop when making any type of record change to your farming business. Our next topic is CRP routine grazing and managed harvesting. Conservation Reserve Program participants can utilize routine grazing and managed harvesting as outlined in their conservation plan. Routine grazing is authorized every other year. Contracts approved prior to July 28, 2010 are still considered managed grazing and can only participate in grazing one out of every 3 years. Mechanical managed harvesting for hay is authorized no more frequently than one in 3 years. Under normal conditions, managed hay and routine grazing can be requested at the local FSA office by the landowner or producer on the CRP contract. The same acreage cannot be hayed and grazed the same year. Before grazing eligible acreage, CRP participants must request approval and obtain a modified conservation plan to include routine grazing requirements. CRP participants are not permitted to graze any acreage hayed or grazed under managed or emergency provisions. Routine grazing and managed harvesting will result in an annual rental payment reduction of no less than 25% based on the number of acres actually grazed or harvested. Producers who qualify as beginning farmers or ranchers who are grazing CRP acres will not be assessed a payment reduction. This waiver only applies to routine grazing. All hayed and grazed acres are subject to FSA spot check at any time during or after the authorization period, so it is important to contact your local FSA office prior to any haying or grazing activities on CRP acres to ensure your contract remains in compliance. Our next topic is Ask FSA. If you are looking for answers to your FSA questions, then go to Ask FSA at askfsa.custhelp.com. Ask FSA is an online resource that helps you easily find information and answers to your FSA questions no matter where you are or what device you use. It is for all customers, including underserved farmers and ranchers who wish to be enrolled in FSA loans, farms, and conservation programs. Through Ask FSA, you can access our knowledge base 24/7, receive answers to your questions faster, submit a question and receive a timely response from an FSA expert, and get notifications when answers important to you and your farming operation are updated. Again, the website for Ask FSA is askfsa.custhelp.com. In closing, for more information and clarification on any of FSA's programs, feel free to contact your local FSA office. Here in Audubon, that phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Beth with updates and reminders from the Audubon County FSA office. Tune in next week at the same time for more updates.